This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is a paranoid. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum! Infowars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
For the remainder of 2022, food at home prices are predicted to increase between 5 and 6%, and food away from home prices, restaurants, are predicted to increase between 5.5% and 6.5%.
Earlier this year, the USDA predicted food prices would increase 5 and 6%. The price of meats like beef and chicken increased by 1% or more between February and March. McMullen says eggs used to be $1.29 a dozen for large eggs, but now
they're almost $3 a carton.
30% of the world's wheat production, if that goes unplanted in the Ukraine and corn and other things, that our world is very it's a very tight balance. And if we interrupt the food production, we will have a food crisis. Prices will go through the roof. We can afford it as a rich country. We're so abundant. But other countries, unfortunately, will not. And we will be the last ones affected. But like Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake.
Meanwhile, dozens of food processing facilities have been damaged or destroyed in fires, plane crashes, and other ominous incidents across the United States.
Everybody's concerned. Nobody knows what the future holds.
Uncertainty consumes the employees of an Eastern Oregon food processing plant, decimated by a fire earlier in the week.
While gas prices pummel the middle class dining room table,
the cost of fuel for agricultural aircraft that is used for planting crops has actually tripled since last year. Supply chain issues also making nitrogen fertilizers more expensive.
Anywhere from, say, $200 to $300 to $1,000 more a load going across the country.
Add that to already increasing prices due to inflation, supply chain issues, and trucker shortages, and that could all lead to sticker shock at grocery stores.
Rents reach unsustainable levels nationwide.
Supply and demand problems in the housing industry is having a huge ripple effect on renters. With home prices soaring, it's forcing many people to rent. On average, across the country, rent is up nearly 20%. In one Florida city, a woman's rent is going from $1,700 a month to $3,500 a month. There are several factors for the big increase. Mortgage rates are above 5% for the first time since 2010. Construction costs are high, and that's in part because of supply chain issues.
You would think that all of these simultaneous crises occurring within the United States would be met with the vigor of a deeply concerned United States president. But America is supposed to assume that this senile, useless pervert donning a jacked-up bow tie is merely incompetent and somehow inherited this whole mess from the previous administration and a war a world away.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
I think ever since you've come into office, things are really looking up. You know, gas is up, rent is up, food is up, everything. No, it really has been a tough first year for you, Mr. President.
This Nero 2.0-esque laugh by world government operative Joe Biden as America suffers from his handler's controlled folly while guided by the minions of globalization is a scene straight from the inner sanctum of Skeletor. This will go down in history as the moment the gauntlet was thrown down, as American Providence was officially challenged and treason hit the boiling point. John Bound reporting.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Head out on the highway.
For anybody that studied history, you read about these times where the archaeologists dig up the ruins of these towns and cities and cultures, and there'll be periods of hundreds of years of peace and prosperity and building up the culture from agrarian to, you know, complex city-states, and then all of a sudden corruption sets in and decadence and sex cults. And people start cheating on their husbands and wives. And then men start having sex with men and women with women. And then people can become obsessed with that. And then there's no more confidence and no more family. And then either outside groups invade and take them over, or they start human sacrifice and start killing each other until the civilization collapses. It's a well-known fact of civilization that sex with children is the hallmark of the end of the culture. And we are right back where we were in this cycle that's happened many, many times in recorded U.S. history, and God knows before that. There is something anti-human that pushes this, first in very small groups, and those groups build and recruit, and then they take over, and then they try to force everyone to live like them, and society destroys itself. And it's repeating itself. War, famine, currency devaluation. Look at these headlines when we're dealing with the situation in Europe. General Milley warns Congress, quote, chances of war among great powers increasing, not decreasing. And he went on to say that the U.S. should weigh building permanent bases in Eastern Europe. Talk about a massive provocation. They went on to also say they're looking at getting Ukraine to join NATO, which Russia said they were secretly already planning to do. They were launching military attacks on them. That NATO was, and so that they were going to invade if the U.S. didn't stop. And so why is the Pope now suddenly telling the truth? Pope Francis says NATO may have provoked Russia invasion of Ukraine, hopes to meet Putin in Moscow. Goes on to blame the weapons manufacturers and says that they are the ones that stand to gain. They're endangering the world. What happened to the Pope suddenly? Because almost everything he says is evil and wrong and ass backwards from just, say, what somebody like Pope John Paul II would say. Almost everything I ever read that guy said made perfect sense, and he fought communism and was a good guy, pro-life and pro-family. What's going on with this guy? Because you can't say, like, one's good and the other one's good when they're polar opposites. And I'm not a Catholic, but I know the Catholics are, you know, good people on average and have a long history in Christendom, and I want it to be a good, you know, strong Christian institution. But under this Pope, it has been the opposite of that, hasn't it? I don't think that's debatable. I know the Catholics are up in arms about it. What is this statement about? Pope Francis says NATO may have provoked Russian invasion of Ukraine, hopes to meet Putin in Moscow. Pope Francis participated in an interview Monday with one of the largest Italian daily newspapers, where the Vatican head expressed his desire to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the near future. I asked Cardinal Parolin, after 20 days of war, to send a message to Putin to say that I was willing to go to Moscow, the Pope said. We have not yet received an answer, and we are still insisting, even if I fear that Putin cannot and does not want to have this meeting at the time. But how can this brutality not be stopped? 25 years ago, we experienced the same thing in Rwanda. He went to blame the weapons manufacturers and the fact that NATO overthrew the government, the elected government in Ukraine 8 years ago, and you know the rest of the story, and then started launching attacks on Russian-held areas. And so he called it a provocation. That is a big deal. Meanwhile, Biden includes $8.8 billion in the $33 billion Ukraine package. Most of it goes back to the big guy himself, or large parts of it. Biden includes $8.8 billion, the $33 billion Ukraine package, on items like countering disinformation. That's what Obama signed an executive order before he left office. Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. And that put billions of U.S. money, even though Trump was about to be put into office, had been elected, was about to be sworn in. All those stay-behind networks of bureaucrats and propagandists to continue to fight the American people and to fight populists and to keep the whole deep state system in charge. And so throughout Trump's 4 years, Obama was co-president, basically, a few miles away from the White House, trying to thwart and block and manipulate everything that was going on. That's now come out using the spy agencies he controlled, with Clapper and Brennan and the rest of them, to try to block Trump's agenda. And now they want $8.8 billion, much of which will be used in Ukraine with U.S. psyops, not just attacking the Russians, but attacking the American people. Very, very serious situation. Mike Rowe says truckers aren't buying the Putin price hike spin as diesel hits all-time high. Baltimore native Mike Rowe became famous for Dirty Jobs Guy on the Discovery Channel. Now he's filming the second season of How America Works for Fox Business, showcasing the many individuals that work around the clock to keep the U.S. economy humming. He wanted to say he's talked to thousands of truckers and others. None of them think it's Putin. Meanwhile, did Biden's Ministry of Truth ban all exports? What is going on here? It's a graph of U.S. exports going back to 1992 to now, and just look at that. Absolute free fall, almost down to zero. That is flatlining. That is death right there, because we're dependent on foreign goods. So what happens if we lose the dollar? We have no economy here. U.S. trade deficit surged to a record high of $109.8 billion in March, topping $100 billion for the first time in history. Again, you get those numbers a month late. So imagine what the new numbers are about to be when they come out. But don't worry. President Biden says every American taxpayer is directly contributing to the war. It's a quote in Ukraine, and it's something we should all be incredibly proud of. Yes, we should all be really incredibly proud of starting World War III. That's why he was giving a speech at a bomb-making factory. On the left loves bombs. They love censorship. They love torture. They love anything and everything you can imagine. Yeah, there's, for TV viewers, ships waiting to dock because of China's insane COVID strategy. It's not a strategy. It's economic warfare with the U.S. But they can't tell all the Chinese businesses, hey, we're shutting down all the major coastal cities and all the production cities so that the U.S. has all its goods cut off in a trade war. They just go, oh, it's COVID. You're all locked down. Here's some really good maps that illustrate all this, both satirical and military. Got one here with Uncle Sam with his pocket full of NATO flags, placing them all over Eastern Europe on the Russian border, calling it expansion. And then here's the map that really, really matters right here. Not an inch of NATO's present military jurisdiction will spread in an eastern direction. Memorandum of conversation between Mikhail Gorbachev and James Baker in Moscow on February 9th, 1990. And then George Herbert Walker Bush confirmed that in speeches and in policy statements. But now what have they done since 1990? In 1990, here is the map of NATO in red for TV viewers. It's places like Turkey and Spain and France and Sweden. But now it's expanded into more than a dozen other countries and is up against the Russian border and now taking over Ukraine. And you wonder why they're upset. Hacktivists and cyber criminals wreak havoc in Russia. Washington Post says, oh, we all heard the Russians were going to attack us, but instead they've been attacked by the hackers. Of course. It's the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give the number out. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ukraine, the economy. I want to hear from you on all this poison vaccine news we're about to cover. I want to hear from you on any subject you want to raise, any subject you want to talk about. Long-time callers, first-time callers, callers that agree, callers that disagree. But we're only going to take calls a little bit in the next hour. Then Pete Santilli's joining us. So let's put eight callers on the board, and I'm going to take those eight callers, and that's it. That way other folks have to sit on hold. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your calls starting in the next segment. Okay, let's go ahead and hit this news. We've got quite a bit of Bill Gates news, but I'm going to hit that at the end of this. Let's just hit this news right now, because there's a lot of it. CDC reinstates recommendation for mask on planes and trains. Now, the same group claimed they had the power to make people wear masks, and the head of the CDC said courts shouldn't be able to overrule them last week. So did Fauci. So they're saying they're above the law like the private Federal Reserve. And the CDC does own the patents on most of these deadly shots. So they actually have private members that are members that make money off making you take a product. Now, the UN is officially invested in Pfizer and Moderna as well. Unprecedented. Beyond revolving doors, beyond corruption, it's just institutionalized corruption in your face. And so will this happen? We don't know. Will the airlines bow after everybody cheered and they're reporting less than 10% of folks are still wearing masks in the airports? I've talked to friends and family that have flown recently. They say nobody's wearing masks. Will they force them back on them? Well, they're trying to. Then there'll be liability for airlines if people get sick. This is lawyers making normal human life illegal and pretending like a shot or tyranny will protect you when they know it won't. It gives them the pretext to simply take control of society. And Fauci's been seen out at parties, again, not wearing his mask, but he says you should always wear a mask because he thinks you're stupid. Remember what happened last year? CDC issued eviction moratorium order that lasted almost a year, and a judge had to override it saying people are going bankrupt. You can't let folks live in someone else's house or apartment for free. So, again, illegal power grabs par excellence. Here is the eviction moratorium and impact on housing market. Supreme Court blocks Biden administration's eviction moratorium. But that's how close we are to pure communism. CDC tracked millions of phones to see if Americans followed COVID lockdown orders. Well, that was a UN program. It happened worldwide. It's the rollout of the surveillance state they already have in place. Now, here's the big one. German study, number of those suffering severe complications and we're taking COVID vaccine is 40 times higher than previously recorded. 40 times higher than previously reported. A new German study with around 40,000 participants concluded that severe complications of receiving COVID vaccine were much higher than previously known because they were suppressing it. The number of severe complications after vaccination against SARS-CoV-2 is 40 times higher than previously recorded by the Pearl Ehrlich Institute, the most respected. A study with around 40,000 participants by the Bern concludes, and you can find the whole study right there. Death, blood clots, heart attacks, everything we already knew, but massive off the scale. And funny, that 40 times number keeps popping up. We have 40% increase in deaths in those 18 to 63 working age in Europe, in the UK, in the US and Canada. It's between 38 and 42. The average is 40. 40% increase. This is a 40 time increase ultra massive. It's a big story on Infowars.com. COVID vaccine complications 40 times higher than reported. German study. That is such a big, big deal. Meanwhile, we've got this really powerful report we'll play at the start of the next segment. Prove conspiracy theorists were right all along by Darren McBreen compilation up on Bandai Video dealing with the deadly shots. This is a lifesaver. Please share it with everybody you know. Got some other really informative memes. This one says, hit me up if you catch my drift. And it shows a bunch of stick figures. And I'm simulcasting to radio, folks. That's why I'm narrating. You got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stick figures. And there's 6 pieces of fruit. And they say, yummy fruit. One of them falls over and dies. And the other says, correlation does not equal causation. So they all eat the fruit and they all die. And that's what we're witnessing here. If I saw somebody run somebody over with a truck and kill him, I'd say, hey, that guy just killed somebody with a truck to the police. Do the cops say, you're not a pathologist. How do you know that person the truck killed him? Like I watched somebody get their head cut off in a guillotine, and I say, hey, they just cut his head off. You don't know that. You're not a pathologist. But I can read what the pathologists say. Study, cell phone radiation causes rise in dementia. Big report on Infowars.com. Just unbelievable information. This is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is China, where they make you pull up at the COVID testing and stick a swab in your rear end. This is what they want to bring here. It's all about dominance. It's all about slave training. It's all about control. Here they are in Thailand. This is the TSA there. I mean, there's no end to it. If you ask what level of humiliation you're going to live under, it's a level you'll put up with. A new video is coming up next segment. Hell, we'll go to it right now. Bill Gates claims it's quite clear coronavirus originated in bats, dismisses lab leaks, it's not a theory, and blames climate change. So they gear this up in a lab. We have all the documents. They build it. They prepare it. It's called COVID-19. They release it. And now he tells us, the guy that's behind it all on TV with Trevor Noah, that everything's fine. Here he is.
How do we prevent something where we don't even understand how it came to be? Like, you know, are there labs where they need to do better at you know, enclosing the work that they're doing? I understand that they have to do the work, but how do we figure that out and how do we move forward in that realm?
Well, we should certainly be careful about lab safety. It's quite clear in this case that it came across through animals. Mm-hmm. And almost all our diseases, like HIV, crossed over from chimpanzees in Africa quite some time ago. Ebola came from bats. This also, with one step in between, came from bats. So it's going to keep happening, particularly with climate change, where we're invading a lot of habitats.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You're bad. It's going to come out of the jungles, not out of the biolabs he runs, even though we have documented they made the virus. It's man-made. It's on record. The vaccine is the same thing, but even worse. Here's the guy behind it all on record that says he wants to kill you. His dad, the former head of Planned Parenthood, says there's too many people. And here he is, the guy behind it all. And Trevor Noah's asking, how do we protect ourselves? How do we stop this? He goes, oh, it's going to happen again. Sorry. You're literally looking at the killer, the psychopath who runs all the medical systems worldwide, except 20-something countries he got kicked out of, sitting there looking at you like he's the expert. What do we do to stop this problem? And then he's the problem. We know what we do. We arrest Bill Gates. We bring all this info out. We arrest Peter Daszak. We arrest Fauci. We arrest Obama, who was heavily involved in it. That's it. But instead, Gates says, oh, a new virus is coming. A new one's coming. You're all going to be dead. Oh, and my vaccine doesn't work, but I sure got rich off of it. He gets your money while he diseases you and kills you. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals, more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and Band.Video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, we shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. Now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
The true misinformation spreaders are the CDC and the public health officials.
This remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
The only people you can blame. This isn't shaming. This is the truth.
Maybe they should be shaming. Are the unvaccinated.
This is the situation of an outbreak and a pandemic.
Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined. I mean,
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells.
And the worst part? All the people going along and being lab rats for these heartless mega corporations. It is truly incredible. If only people had the entire story that the COVID shots are not conventional vaccines.
There are plenty of examples of people that are having very serious medical conditions that result from the vaccination.
When the convulsions started, I knew it had to be from the vaccine.
Due to this vaccine, I don't even know if I'll gain full movement in my leg back.
One of their high school football players died.
He had two blood clots inside his brain, another on the outside of his brain.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot. It was a vaccine. We need help.
That's a very important report. It's on band.video. Proof conspiracy theorists were right all along. Please get it out there, buddy, you know. It's at band.video on the Darren McBrain section. You can't miss it. Okay, back to the Alex Jones Show here and your phone calls. We got Trucker Rich, we got Sam, we got Matt, we got Brian, we got Sky, we got Jason, we got Brenda, and we got Jeff. We're going to get to every single one of you. The order your calls are received. Let's talk to Trucker Rich in Idaho. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. It is an absolute honor to talk to you, and I thank you for what you do. And, you know, people across the country are waking up. I talk to people over. They're waking up. And what we all need to do is talk to these people, not in condemnation, but talk to them in love, and then give them facts. I've got 17 pages 17 tabs on my phone that I go to when people ask me questions. So we can't condemn them, because the people that don't want to wake up, they will condemn themselves. And I just want to tell every listener out there, all right, I bought three of your cards. I'm giving them away as gifts, and I donated $300 to you.
Thank you.
And okay, well, you're welcome. It's my honor. But everybody that's listening, if y'all just give $1 to help the cause, that would help Alex out so very much for what he's going through. He is sacrificing for us.
I appreciate you saying that, and I want to be clear. We're not just some regular conservative talk show. We're the tip of the spear, hated by the enemy, that's figured out their plan together with our guests, our listeners, this whole family. And the work we are doing is the most important it's ever been. We have really hit our stride where we're at. They're having an ultra massive effect. So thank you for your support. And that's a great idea. You know, we're going to run out of these in about a month or so at current sales rate. It's an original piece of art. Alex Jones, exclusive InfoWars Republic Defense with a little limited edition gold bar. The original Alex Jones art of the sheepdog chasing the wolf. On the back, it's got the hologram with the wolf chasing the sheep. 1776, all about becoming a sheepdog, not a sheep. But not a wolf, and they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you for the plug. Exclusive InfoWars limited edition, proprietary 24-carat, 999 pure gold collectible.
Yep. Hey, Alex, once again, I thank you, and everybody that works for you that lives in Austin, thank you for what you guys are doing. Keep up the fight.
Well, thank you, brother. God bless you. All right, let's go to more callers. Sam in North Dakota. Sam, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'm calling to just want to say first and foremost, I love America. I don't want to see America on a life support system like it is right now. And as far as the food situation and, you know, shortages and so forth, I'm right up here in the heartland. And right now we are currently 2 weeks behind in our planting. People can't get fertilizer. We can't get seed. Now the fuel has doubled in price for these farmers, and we are going to have a real catastrophe by the end of this growing season, because these guys just ain't going to get out in the fields to get their product planted and harvested in a timely fashion.
Well, you're absolutely right. And for those that don't know, it's not just your opinion. Fertilizer, about half of world fertilizer is cut off. That means in the next year, just disastrous level starvation. And again, if you think we've got third world populations, we can show them the B-roll of just hundreds of Haitians an hour pouring across the Texas border. If people think that's bad, the millions a month coming across, this is just the beginning.
It's horrible. I don't know what to tell people except it's time that we go and meet our neighbors, extend our hand out of love and care, because we're going to need each other. And the only way that these globalist scum is going to win is if they get us divided.
Absolutely, sir. You're absolutely right. And so, again, you're saying you're involved in farming and you're seeing people not planting because they don't have fertilizer.
Well, not planting, and also the fact that we had torrential rains. We've gotten half of our annual rainfall within a week's period of time, and we just ain't going to get out in the field. We're already 2 weeks behind the eight ball already in planting, and it's going to be another 2 weeks before people can even get in the field to plant their corn and their soybeans and their wheat crops up here.
Unbelievable, sir. God bless you. I mean, we keep explaining this, but even young people on average, I'm not singling them out, but it's true, each generation gets more separated from the land, more separated from reality. They've got statistics and numbers out where half of young people don't even know where meat comes from or where electricity comes from or the most common sense things. They've done studies where 90-plus percent of college students can't name one of the amendments of the Bill of Rights. They have no idea where anything comes from. They think, oh, electricity's clean. They don't know it comes from the same power source for electric cars. They just don't have any idea what it means to cut off our pipelines and cut off our oil and gas and to cut off the third world's food and not even let them produce food. Because we thought we had lockdowns bad here, folks. The IMF and World Bank were ordering lockdowns up until 2 months ago in Latin American countries and Africa. And the people that come here, 9 out of 10 say, I'm coming here because I'm starving to death. They won't let us work. But I'm not against these poor people flooding here trying to survive. What I'm explaining is that it is a weapon system, ladies and gentlemen. And they are going to be brainwashed. They're going to be made dependent. They're going to be put on welfare. And they're going to be groups that the Democrats and the deep state have as a permanent underclass. It is so dangerous. All right, we come back. Get ready and start your engines for Matt and then Jason and Brian and Sky and Brenda and Jeff taking your calls. The order they are received. Want to thank that caller for his support, getting three of the little gold cards, original art with gold. Thank you for buying your war bonds. I salute you. InfoWarsStore.com. X2, we only got a limited supply. It's selling out despite that. It's 25% off. Experience deeper with Crystal Lineup for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Democrats get sued for defamation, the cases always get thrown out. And then when it's a Republican gets sued, they rig it all in court so that they're, quote, convicted. That's how they go up to the First Amendment. Repairman who revealed Hunter Biden's laptop, sues Schiff, CNN, Politico, The Daily Beast. They said he was a Russian agent. They said he fabricated. They said he was a liar. When Biden wouldn't come pick the damn thing up, he looked on it and saw the child porn and said, well, I got a responsibility to call the police on this. That's their jobs at those computer repair places. You see something illegal, you don't report it. Well, you're part of it, aren't you? Hunter Biden having sex with his niece, all the rest of it. Incredible. These people are unbelievable. Calling me a Russian agent, calling Trump a Russian agent. It's disgusting. No evidence. And now we know, we already knew, it was all completely fabricated. And they just go right back to, are they going to call the Pope a Russian agent now? Because he says, hey, NATO, we now learn, started this war with Russia. Yeah. I mean, maybe not having World War III will get people to start thinking a little bit clearer here. I don't know. Let's go ahead and take a call from Boston. Let's talk to Matt in Boston. Matt, welcome.
Alex, how are you? Pleasure to talk to you. It's an honor.
Good talk to you, brother.
I join you from the largest land of liberals today. And I want to let you know that I'm a patriot and I'm here fighting for your cause, man.
Well, God bless you, brother.
If I could, I'd plug Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Yes, sir.
Winter Sun, Survival Shield. Long-time user of those. Great product, Alex. Great product.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring up one thing, and I'll let you run with this. I know Tucker and yourself have talked about this a little bit, but no one is touching on the attack on the food industrial food supply facilities. It's just unbelievable how this is just being overlooked. And I can't fathom what's going on here.
Well, sir, since we covered that a few weeks ago, more plants have burned down each day. So by the law of statistics, it's been looked into by statisticians. This is thousands of times the number of plants that burn a year already, and we're not even halfway through the year. So, yeah, it's crazy, and this is war. And China has cut off basically all shipments to the U.S., when I tell you the supply chains broke down, we call around to all the big companies that make quality supplements and other products, and they're all like, yeah, we're 20, 30 weeks behind. We don't even know what we can do. It's again, the globalists set us up. We were totally dependent on China and totally dependent on everybody else's fertilizer. And then now Biden's cutting off our pipelines and destroying our borders, devaluing our currency. We are being destroyed right now. And it's so emblematic that a senile, crazy person is the figurehead of it.
Absolutely, Alex. I totally agree. Thank you for taking my call, and I appreciate it. And God bless you, man.
God bless you, man. We're in this together. Thank you. You are the InfoWars, sir. So don't thank me. Thank yourself for taking action. Thank you so much, sir. You are the heart of what we're doing, the blood of the thing, and the mind and the guts of the whole operation. All right, up next here would be Jason in Texas. Jason, welcome.
What's up, Alex? Love you. Thanks for everything you do, man.
Yes, sir.
One disagreement with what's going on here, and I was at the Cappy with the L16, so let's get that out there. I think you're giving Trump a pass right now, and I think that you're still holding on to the idea that Trump was organic and that Trump is real, and I think that the system would never allow that because the system would never jeopardize what's at stake. The control of the power. They would never let someone organic come in and jeopardize that. And you keep holding on to this idea that they are, and you keep saying this thing that Obama's running things. Obama, again, there would never just be one guy running things. It's far worse than Obama is running things. And I get what you're saying there, but you're still directing people into the left-right paradigm. And you're still giving this system a chance when it doesn't have one. And another thing.
Well,
is
listen. Let's be fair about this. I'm the guy that coined the term left-right paradigm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. You're the man, Alex. Believe me, I'm not.
I'm not trying to. But then under Trump, whether he's real or not, the populist movement and what happened there scared the hell out of the globalists. And Bolsonaro, I believe, is real. We know Boris Johnson wasn't. And so I know that Trump really believes what he says and does. He's got some blind spots. And so I'm very critical of Trump, but I'm explaining that the Trump movement and that galvanizing force has really scared the New World Order. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not giving Trump a pass at any level. And I can tell you, I'm organic. The people are organic. I know I'm real. I know I'm not getting any secret help from the New World Order. I'm getting all my hope from the American people and people that care about freedom. And so I know that we have power. The people have power. It's not just folks in the establishment. That's why they fear us, brother.
I believe that. I believe you're real, sir, 100%. I met you at the first COVID protest in Austin. As you were walking up, I was the guy that just said thank you very much for everything. And another point I want to make, too, but just back to the Trump thing, is that he abandoned us. He abandoned the 1-6 Patriots. He abandoned Assange. He was not honest about the real problems in this country that we're facing, the New World Order and the situation that's going on. And also, he did a very poor job, which I believe now was on purpose, in unifying people and clarifying himself. And I know that the media was there just beating him to death, but that just seems now.
Okay, Jason, here's where I stand on this. And I thought about doing a few shows where you open the phones up and say, what's your view of Trump? We can say good things, say bad things. It's a complex issue. But Trump is not in power anymore. They stole the election from him. He's got thousands of lawsuits. They're trying to put him in jail. I really don't think he's a globalist operative. I don't think they're all powerful. I'm not saying he's perfect either. I've said all the things you're saying. Okay, you're absolutely, the Assange thing is terrible. Not standing up for more than January 6th people is terrible. I totally agree with you on that. But what does it do to sit here and talk about him? I mean, let me ask you this. Why are you upset about Trump right now? Why are you trying to hammer him?
Because I believe that the key thing that the system is still holding on to their weapon, to their main weapon, which is Trump. And I was at the Capitol. And I was there. I got in a fight, and I was ready to go. I would have done it any day. And Trump had the chance. He had us there. He had 1776 in his hands, and he gave us the old sight. And he turned his back, and he's a Trump. And I
appreciate your call, sir. I disagree with you. If we would have actually taken that Capitol over and held it hostage, we would have become what they are. And they'd have sent the military in, and they'd have permanent martial law right now. We had lots of Trump rallies to show our support for Trump, that we didn't buy the election. We wanted a 10-day investigation by the Senate that's legal and lawful. And so I get why you're pissed at Trump now, in that you wanted to have the big takeover and beat the New World Order there that day. I don't think that's good strategy. But we can agree to disagree. It's okay. I understand you're pissed off. I understand you have passion. I respect that passion. Let's go to Sky in Washington. Sky, welcome. You're on the air.
Hello, sir. Thank you. I just want to say I really respect and I want to echo everything all your previous callers said today, except that last caller. But it's okay to have disagreements, and I respect that he has a different point of view. I think you answered his questions really well. And you're doing a great show today, Alex. Thanks for staying on the air and keeping up the fight. I'm coming to you from Southwest Washington. Washington's 3rd District, where we have Joe Kent running for Congress. So I wanted to talk about the midterms really quick and then ask you a question. Joe Kent is the gold star husband running for Congress. He's the best candidate we have. All the other candidates, I see them siding with the Democrats and the globalists and defending Bill Gates and BlackRock. So I wanted to ask, because these are people who are going after the Patriot vote. Do you have a call for unity among patriots?
Well, politics is an extremely complex situation, and I couldn't even pretend to know about all these local races and things that are going on at that level. I used to study it and be mainly a kind of Republican analyst type guy. I can't keep track of all that. I'm mainly focused on war in Ukraine and devaluation of the dollar and the imploding border and the pedophiles running wild and the collapse of Hollywood and then the mass starvation triggering worldwide and the next virus they're going to release. So when you talk about unity of patriots, I mean, we need to get America first, Republicans elected, more like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I mean that's right. So, yeah, of course. I mean, when you say unity, what do you mean unity?
Well, among the public, I understand candidates can have different points of view. That's fine. But among the public, we need to unify behind the strongest America First candidates, the ones that you're talking about, like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Hold on.
Like
don't hang up.
Kennedy.
Don't hang up, Scott. I want to get your point here.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.